Welcome to UNN Review. We'll take a look at a few stories that happened just a couple of days ago, just in case you missed it. I'm Alexander Caden. Officials in Tulsa, Oklahoma said the gunman who killed four people in a shooting at St. Francis Hospital, including two doctors, a receptionist, and a patient, blamed his surgeon for ongoing pain after recent back surgery. The governor of Louisiana has agreed to a request from state lawmakers that he and his top attorneys testify before a bipartisan committee investigating allegations of a cover-up in the deadly 2019 arrest of black motorist Ronald Green. A black police deputy in Wisconsin who killed a man found sleeping in a park won't face any charges. Some have a problem with that because that same deputy has already killed three people in 5 years. 11 months after he was freed from prison, Bill Cosby will again be a defendant in a trial over sexual assault allegations, this time in a civil case in California relating to events in the mid-1970s. Workers at a McDonald's restaurant in Chicopee, Massachusetts, intentionally put bacon on a fish sandwich that a Muslim woman had ordered for one of her children. The Council on American-Islamic Relations filed a discrimination complaint on the woman's behalf with the Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination. At least 21 black staffers have left the White House since last year or are planning to leave soon. Some of those who remain describe a work environment with little support from their superiors and fewer chances for promotion. A complaint has been filed against a Lexington, Kentucky apartment complex alleging it discriminated against black potential tenants with federal Section 8 housing vouchers. Black renters were discouraged from applying to live in the complex, while white potential renters who also had vouchers were encouraged to apply. The Uvalde, Texas Police Department and the Independent School District Police Force are no longer cooperating with the Texas Department of Public Safety's investigation into the shooting at Robb Elementary School and the state's review of the law enforcement response. A Tennessee family is suing a local school board after a black middle schooler was allegedly subjected to a barrage of racial epithets, shown images of Ku Klux Klan members holding torches and nooses, and was taunted in a slave auction staged by other students at Churchill Middle School, located about 85 miles northeast of Knoxville. You've been listening to UNN, Urban Network News. For more national news and information for and about people of color, visit our website at myunn.net.